Good afternoon, Rabbi Yisai. We welcome you to another wonderful Chumashir. We are holding in Parshas Ekev by Revi. That's Kapitel Yud Pasuk Aleph. Ba'esahi, at that time, Omar Hashem Eli, Hashem said to me, Psalicha Shnei Luchais Avonim Karishainim. Carve for yourself two stone Luchais, like the first ones. Valei Eli Hahoro, and go up to me to the mountain. And make a wooden oren for yourself. So Rashi, Be'esahi, at that time, L'soif arboim yoim, that means at the end of 40 days, Nisratzali, that's when Ribbono Shel'olam was Nisratza to me. V'yomar li, and he told me, said to me, P'solucha, carve for yourselves, V'acharkach, and afterwards, V'asisa l'cho ar oren, and make a wooden oren for yourselves. But I made, Moshe Rabbeinu says, I made the Aron first. Because when I would come, the Luchais were in my hand. Where would I put them? And this is not the Aron that Bezalel made. Because we see that they had no Shaychis when the construction of Mishkan, when they were being born in the Mishkan. They didn't deal with that ad lach Yom Kippurim until after Yom Kippur. Kibiritatim in a heart, because when Moshe Rabbeinu went down from the mountain, Sivalahim, he commanded Kal Yisrael Amalechas Hamishkan about the melacha of making the Mishkan. Ubetzal also Mishkan Tchila, and Betzal made the Mishkan first. V'achakach Aron v'Kelim. Then afterwards, he made Aron and the Kelim. Then so it comes out Ze Aron Acher Hoya, that this was a different Aron. This is the one that would go out them to Muhammad. Va'isish also Bezalel, and that one which Bezalel made Layotza Muhammad did not go out to Muhammad. Elabime Eli, except in the days of Eli, Venentualov, and they were punished because of it, Venishba, and it was captured. As if you state in Shmuel Aleph, Perak Dalit. Because Ba'etzim, the Yerushalmi explains over the Yerushalmi in Shkolim, Perak Vov. Mishnah Aleph says that Rashi explains over here, Be'etzem, why was there tzorich for two aroinos? Well, why was it necessary? So he explains that each of them had a distinct purpose. Each one had its own tachlis that the other one did not have. Vayte pasuk beis ve'echtoiv al haluchos esatvorim asher hoyu al haluchos arishonim asher shibarta, and I shall inscribe on the luchos the words that were on the first luchos that you shattered. The samtom ba'oroin, and you shall place them in the oroin. Pasuk gimel va'as aroin atzei shitim. So I made an oroin of shitim wood. Ve'ef soil shnei luchais avonim karishainim, and I carved out two stone luchais like the first ones. And we saw the chizkuni in Chumash Mois that says atzei shitim were very very light. They were kal v'noyim. They were very very. They weren't heavy trees. Even though all the mefarshim learned that they were very heavy, and the fees of the aron would be very heavy, even though it was solid gold, but over here, the ma'isa, the shitim over here, was very, very light and a beautiful wood, the fees of chizkuni. So al kaponim, I made this aron of shitim wood, and I carved out the two luchais like the first ones, va'al ha'ora, and then I ascended the mountain, rishnei luchais biyodi, with the two luchais in my hand. Pasuk dalid ve'yichtoi v'ala luchais kamichta v'rishoin. He inscribed on the luchos according to the first michtav, according to the first script. Eis aseres advarim asher dibra Hashem aleichem b'hor mitoicha eish b'yoyim ha'kohol. Those are the 10 dvarim, the 10 statements that Hashem spoke to you on the har, on the mountain, from amidst the fire, on the day of the kohol. That means the day of the congregation. Vayitneim Hashem Eloi, and Hashem gave them to me. Pasuk hey. Va'efen va'erid min ahor. I turned, Moshe Rabbeinu says, and I descended from the mountain. Va'osim es haluchos ba'orin asher asisi. And I placed the luchos in the oren that I had made. Va'yiyu sham. And they remained there, kasher tzivani Hashem, as Hashem had commanded me. Pasuk vavu v'nei Yisrael, nosum bi'be'eriz b'nei Yaakov. The b'nei Yisrael journeyed. They traveled from the wells of b'nei Yaakov in Moisera to Moisera. V'sham meis, sham meis aroin. There Aaron HaKoyin was nifter. Vayikover Sham, and he was buried there. Vayichayin Elazar benoy Tachtov. And Elazar, his son, became the Kohen Gadol in his place. Zot Rashi. V'nei Yisrael nasu mibeiros v'nei Yaakov maseiro. Ma inyan zelakan. What shaykhas does this inyan have over here? V'yoid, and furthermore, v'chim yibeiros v'nei Yaakov nasu maseiro. Was it from the wells of v'nei Yaakov that they traveled to maseiro? V'aloi mi maseiro bol v'nei Yaakov. But didn't they come from maseiro to v'nei Yaakov? Shnemar, because it says v'yisu mi maseiros v'goymer. They journeyed from maseiros and they encamped in v'nei Yaakov. Shteit in posit. V'yoid. Weiter, furthermore, it says Shamais Aaron, there Aaron was Nifter. Faloi Bahara Hor Mais, but didn't he die at Harahor? Sevech Hashoev, go forth and calculate Vatimsa Shmoina Masoyas, and you're gonna find that there were eight travelings, eight journeys. I mean Maseiros Lahirahor, from Maseiros to Hor Hahor. How then could our Pasuk say that Aaron was Nifter at Maseiro? Visa is Shaykh. But this too is part of the techacha, the rebuke, the musar that Moshe Rabbeinu gave to Klal Yisrael, and he's implying to them. He's saying, "Va'oyd asisem zois, you did this too." Kishemes Aaron b'horahor, when Aaron was niftat horahor l'sayfar b'ayim shana, at the end of 40 years in the midbar, v'nistalka anani akavid, and anani akavid departed. Yireisim lachem yil lachemes melech harad. You became frightened by the war with the melech harad. When the Satim Roish Lachzel Mitzrayim, and you appointed a leader who would lead you back to go to Mitzrayim, Bechazartim Lachirechim Shmoin Masoyas, you went back, you traveled in the opposite direction, 8 Masoyas, 8 journeys from Hor Hahor Ad Bnei Yaakov to Bnei Yaakov, and Misham LeMaseirim, from there to Maseiro, Sham Nilchamu Bechem Bnei Levi, there the Bnei Levi did battle with you, Vahorgum Mikem, and killed some of you, Vatem Ehem, and you killed some of them. Until they put you back on your journey of return, the Yerushalmi in Yuma says, as well as in Saita, that they put you back to set you back to come back, those 8 Masoyas that you traveled backwards. From Isera, you went back to Gudgoida. This is the same as Chor HaGidgod, which is mentioned in Bamidbar Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, Umin HaGudgoida Yotvasa, and from Gudgoid you went to Yotvasa, Uvim Maseira, and in Maseira see some evil kovid. You made this deep mourning Al Misasa Shel Aaron HaKoyin, over the Misa of Aaron HaKoyin, Shagor Melechem Zayis, which caused you this, Vinid Melechem, and it seemed to you Keilu Meis Shom, that as if he was Nifter over there, even though he wasn't Nifter over there. So Shteitin Perkeder Beleza Perked Zayin. This answers Rashi's third Kasha. Because what was this Avelus over here? And the whole disaster that came out from the Misa of Aaron. That really, all this Avelus that came out from the Misa of Aaron happened at Maseiro. It was so great, as it was Ke'ilu Aaron was buried there also, Shteit Masiach Hilman. Even though it didn't happen there, it was Ke'ilu, he was buried right there, because the devastation and the disaster and the mourning which resulted from Aaron HaKoyin's death, that's happened at Maseira, was so great, it was Ke'ilu Aaron HaKoyin was buried there. V'samach Moshe Teichach Azu, Moshe was saymach this Teichach L'shviras HaLuchos, the breaking of the Luchos, loymar to say, Shekosha Misasan Shal Tzadikim Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Misa of Tzadikim is as difficult before the Ribbono Shel Olam, meaning it's so difficult for Ribbono Shel Olam to bear Kiveyachol. It's like on the day that the luchos are broken, and to inform you, to let you know, that this what Klal Yisrael said, let us appoint a leader in order to part from the Ribbono Shel Olam, was as difficult to that to Ribbono Shel Olam as the day which they made the egel. The Ribbono Shel Olam says that's kilu. We know that Ribbono Shel Olam is the chos and Klal Yisrael is the kalo. Knesset Yisrael is the kalo. And the ring, the Kesef Kedushin, state in Mefarshim, is the Luchos. So now, the biggest Begida, the biggest rebellion that...